I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner, whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
See ya.
Thanks.
See you, bud.
Mike Gill joining us right here on Birds 365. Johnny Mac, crazy stuff happening in the NFL world right now as we speak. Trey Hendrickson has officially signed a four-year, $112 million contract with the Baltimore Ravens. Just 13
shenanigans. I call shenanigans.
Oh, John, this is a crock of shit. Just 13 or 14 hours after the trade falls through, they rescind on the trade. Now they're going to have the 14th overall pick in the NFL draft. They have paid massive money to Trey Hendrickson. John, what do you make of this? What do you make of this saga right now? And what do you think comes next with this? Because I imagine teams around the NFL are going to be absolutely livid with the way.
I would think so. I think something's got to Roger Goodell, man. He's got a tough gig sometimes. You know, it's not official. I don't know if he's got anything he can do. But he's got to make sure this doesn't happen again. This is bullshit. You know, they just basically woke up and said, you know what? We gave up too much and we don't want to do it. That's what happened here. Which is fine, but then don't agree to terms if you're, you know. And you know, maybe it's just the loss of respect, and maybe teams don't want to deal with them, and maybe it impacts them that way. You know, maybe it's going to have to be self-inflicted by the teams around this league and say, you know, because it not only impacted the Raiders, it impacts all the teams that were going off after Crosby, all their budgeting, all their decisions. I bring up the Cowboys with Rashawn Gary. You know, this is bullshit. No doubt about it.
Crazy. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that they got away with this. I mean, you would think it would maybe dissuade players from signing there, but 13 hours later, John, and they get one of the top free agents on the market.
Well, I don't think it dissuades players. I mean, players are
agents,
gonna go
though. I thought agents. I mean, what do you think Max Crosby's agent's thinking right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, your job as an agent is to work for the client and get the client the best deal. So the Ravens aren't going to take much of a hit there. But one of the things I used to talk about Sam Hinkie back in the days, people don't understand that, you know, people around the league didn't like dealing with that guy. And it can impact you. And, you know, you have this whole cult group of Sam Hinkieites that still exist today. It's smaller, but, and you know, I said back then, watch, he's not getting another job. He still hasn't gotten another job. And that's a bold prediction because everybody gets a second chance. Nobody gave that guy a second chance. Nobody. Think about that.
John, Eric DaCosta's got a long history. I mean, he's one of the,
yeah, he's had a great reputation. That's what I'm saying. Different from that standpoint. Yeah, this is very uncharacteristic of the Ravens. They're one of the most highly regarded teams for years. Maybe it was John Harbaugh, you know. Maybe if John Harbaugh was there, this nonsense doesn't happen, but it doesn't look good, I'll tell you that.
You think it changes anything for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, they're trying to get an edge rusher. I mean, if it's not evident to everybody, they're trying to get an edge rusher. And yeah, Diana just tweeted now Grenard. I mean, they're in on Grenard. That I've known that for a week or so. But so I think that's But again, with Grenard, you have to give up draft capital and you have to give him a higher deal. Presumably, the Eagles are about the 25 range. You know, that's what they were expecting Hendrickson to get. That's what they wanted to give Phillips. Maybe they would have bumped it up a little bit. And will Grenard take 25? Maybe. Maybe. It's better than 19.
Crazy. Let's see what ends up happening with this. Let's go to some super chats here today. Appreciate everybody being here. We got Brandon Lee Goutwin coming up in a couple minutes here on Birds 365. Here's Teton. Teton says this: USA lost to Italy. Bam scores 83. Max deal falls through. Crazy night in sports, no doubt.
83. Man.
Why? So why was the first comment disgraceful? Is it because of just the defense? I didn't watch the game. I didn't watch the game either.
Everybody was talking about the defense. But, I mean, you score 83 in a CYO game. It's impressive.
Yeah, right.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure the defense. Yeah, I'm sure there were people when Wilt scored 100. Oh, the defense. I'm sure there were those people. But any way you slice it, 83 is freaking impressive. By definition, if you give up 83, you're not playing good defense. So, I mean, that's kind of baked into it. Still impressive.
What did the team have? Like 120? Bam had 70% of their points.
Hey, man. It's impressive. I mean, you don't see that every day. So, I mean, you got to give the guy some credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff for him, man. Congrats to Bam for doing that. Here's Bravo Zulu 6. What's up, brother? Reason they got Woolen how they did is he's a head case. Eagle fans will learn to realize this during several reports out of Seattle.
Yeah, there is some – like there's some issues there. Now, maybe it works. I'm not – he's definitely talented. But, I mean – by the way, that is the second – highest scoring game in NBA history. That's number two to Wilt. Well, 100. That's
crazy.
He's number two. Kobe's third now with 81. And then comes Wilt with 78 and Wilt with 73. He had 73 twice. Yeah, that's impressive. Anyway, but to the point about, yeah, I mean, look, that's the people that get paid. I mean, that's the first thing I thought of. And he did. You know, Mike brought up the point, which I didn't remember, and, you know, the penalty, which is, you know, with the Eagles have some of that with Jalen Carter doing some things. And if you want to call him ahead, obviously 26-year-old corners with his resume generally get paid in free agency. He didn't. That's got to be a red flag, a cautionary. Doesn't mean it can't work, but it's got to be a caution. Like, I saw so much. This is a home run. This is, you know, the Howie stuff. Howie does everything, you know, Howie's perfect. Look, these guys normally, they run to pay these guys, and nobody ran to pay them, including the Eagles. Now, he got a better deal than what they've been typically getting, but this is a 26-year-old corner who runs a 4.26, who's been in the Pro Bowls, led the league in interceptions, and the Seahawks picked Josh Jobe over him, and the Eagles gave him $12 million. Maybe it works, but, you know, you don't have two Quinyon Mitchells.
No doubt. there's an old saying, you don't win Super Bowls with choir boys, all right? All right, so as long as he can be reasonable and keep it together and not cost the team big games or big moments, then I think it's fine. Here's Vitality says this: wake me up when we sign our all-world punter.
Yeah, there's been a lot of punter movements.
Big deals for punters, dude.
Yeah, I'm surprised how much punter movement there's been. You know, I thought the punter market may start to flatten out because teams just don't punt as much because everybody's more aggressive. And once they get over the 50, guys are going to go for it. But, you know, a couple punters got some big deals. Eagles should bring Braden Mann back, no question about it. You know, do they want to go cheap at that position? I hope not, but we'll see. He's still out there.
Yeah, we will. Good stuff. Vitality, thank you, brother. I'm with you. I'd like to see Braden Mann return. Here's Invictus Eagle. What's up, Invictus? Goodell is a scumbag. He is loving the press during an offseason. He would probably sell an MMA pay-per-view fight between the Ravens and the Raiders.
Well, I mean,
not a bad business idea there, Invictus.
Well, Netflix will do it. They're the ones who do. They'll do anything. They're doing Ronda Rousey, who hasn't fought, against Gina Carano, who I think is 43. They'll do anything. So,
I didn't see that.
Jake Paul produced events. So, yeah, if somebody's going to do it. We should mention some guys, by the way, just because the Cowboys confirmed the big Sam Howell signing. So Sam Howell got signed by the Cowboys. Matt Pryor got signed by the Cardinals. Brett Toth got signed by the 49ers. So the Eagles also lost some more players yesterday.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't know the Brett Toth one. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he signed with the 49ers. Late. It was pretty late.
Those were the two O-linemen you kind of recommended they bring back, right? Was it those
not
two?
Not Pryor, Toth.
Not Pryor. Okay, just Toth. Just Toth.
Well, I thought Toth had a very good year.
Yeah, he did.
That's an interior backup. And he got a one-year deal. I saw 95% guaranteed, so essentially guaranteed.
Speaking of BLG coming up, I didn't like when Toth ripped BLG. That was some bullshit, but whatever. Here's Bravo Zulu 6. He says this. Ravens lost a lot of personnel, and they thought they had Linderbaum signed. Raiders got him, and I think this is their way to stick it to him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. What read that to me.
Ravens lost a lot of personnel, and they thought they had Linderbaum signed. Then the Raiders got him, and I think it's their way to stick it to them.
Yeah, I don't think they thought they had Linderbaum signed. I don't think that the Raiders just destroyed the center market. I don't even think the Ravens were close to bringing Linderbaum back because the Raiders had so much money. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think they woke up and they said, what are we doing? Giving up two first-round picks. I think that's what Oxum's razor, baby. Simplest explanation is usually the right one.
Good stuff there. Bravo, Zulu. Good stuff. Appreciate everybody being here today. All right, Johnny Mac, what's next for the Birds? Obviously, we have edge rusher. Do you think Grenard? What do you think it's going to take to get Grenard? Because now with Hendrickson off the board, it maybe is Crosby back available? I can't really tell. Are they going to posture? What's that price going to be? That feels like something up in the air now completely, John. Like, how do you put a price on that now? You know?
Well, I mean, if you're the Raiders, you're not getting two first-round picks. You understand that. So I think the Raiders are going to try to convince him to play for them again. I think that's number one if he continues to take the hard line. Also, the complication of the salary. And now it's well known that, you know, his knee is degenerative. So, I mean, that factors into it. So, you know, I said if the Eagles do get involved, but remember the second part is the contract. Then they got to figure out the contract. And he makes a shitload of money. $35.5 million, I think. So, you know, the Eagles have been in that 25 range budgeting for. They can get that done with Grenard. I assume they'll try to push the 68th pick. They have the 68th pick from the Jets, which is in the third round. I assume the Vikings will want 54 or a second round pick from somebody else. And then you got to work out an extension because the whole reason he's on the trade market is because he wants more money and they're in salary cap issues. So you probably have to get him, bump him up to 25. If he's acceptable to that, then you got to figure out what you're sending and what Minnesota will accept. But very good player. Like if you're going to rate these guys, I'll take him at $25 million over Trey Hendrickson at his age and Max Crosby with all these injuries. I would. Same as Jalen Phillips. And I think Eagles fans would be very happy with him once they saw him play because he's very explosive. And he's going to stand out from a splash nature.
So we'll see. We'll see, John. I think it's getting interesting here in the NFL, especially with that news. How have the draft plans changed in your eyes? Not much, right? I mean, I'm looking at let me give you my top three positions on where I think they'll go, and you tell me if you think I'm off base on it. I have O-line, edge, and wide receiver. Tight end probably would be.
Well, I mean, yeah, O-line still remains number one. You know, a little bit of news broke. Omar Cooper coming in for a 30 visit. I think Ryan Fowler had that. So, you know, they're going to kick some tires on receivers. That we'll see what happens with AJ today. I don't think he's going to go in this window. I think he's going to go eventually, though. So wide receiver could be in the mix. I don't think they take a tight end, but again, free agency is still going. I mean, you get a much clearer view. Like if they get Grenard or somebody like that, I mean, you can take edge rusher off the equation. You can take cornerback because they got Woolen. So that's how things can change
right. That
quickly. So I realize people don't like to be patient, but you got to be patient before you get a better, clear understanding of the spots that the Eagles obviously filled in. And if they get somebody like Grenard, they filled in the edge rusher spot. So then he can ship to other places. So I'm preaching patience. We'll get to the draft, but they have to multitask, and they're doing their draft prepped as well with the Cooper news and stuff like that.
Good stuff there. Appreciate everybody being here. Don't forget to hit that like button today. Big thanks to Fritz and B&Cooley Law Firm for sponsoring the program.